This is Louisa Beal with Radio Tacoma, and I am here with two people who have very fascinating positions and careers. I will let them introduce themselves.
Well, thank you so much for having us. My name is C. Bayel. I am the operations supervisor for our WorkSource Tacoma project, and I have with me one of our participants, and her name is Jamie Parker.
Hi, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm a client of one of theirs, a participant in the young adult program.
So I have some questions. Let's start with you, C. What is WorkSource?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So the WorkSource brand is just that, a source to help those find work. Our primary focuses are employment, training, and education, post-secondary education, or GED prep. So those are our primary goals. Within those goals, we encompass what's called our 14 elements. Essentially, our job is to help those who may be experiencing hardships or difficulties get connected to employment, training, and education.
Wow, that covers quite a lot. You got a lot on your plate there.
I definitely would say so.
So who's eligible for this program?
So our program encompasses 16 to 24-year-old young adults, and our primary focus is those who are most displaced, meaning those who are experiencing some hardships. It could be anything from, you know, homelessness to being out of school. They're not currently enrolled in school. Maybe it's a teen who's, you know, a teen mother or, you know, teen parenting, early pregnancy. Maybe it's a young adult who's had some, you know, some run-ins with the justice system. We truly are here to help create or streamline processes for employment. You know, employment and education are the two pathways to success. So sometimes there are barriers that prevent some of our young adults from being able to accomplish those things. And so that's really what we're here for, is to help them through that process.
Very good. So it seems to me that you would have swarms of young adults wanting to participate in your program. So is there a screening process?
Well, I will say yes and no. I would say that with COVID, it really has changed how we are able to connect with the young adults. So right now it's us running around like crazy people trying to find them and share with them, you know, what we have to offer. I would say right now we're about at 100 participants in our program. Our program encompasses quite a bit. So we offer transportation support. The transportation is really cool because we can offer up to 3 months of transportation. We help and assist in finding housing. So we have a partner named Rise, and Rise actually supports our housing initiative with our homeless participants. Mm-hmm. Let's see, we help with clothing support. So if they want to be interview ready, we help and support that. We run a lot of clothing drives. So we do clothing drives, and we take those clothes and we donate them to our homeless shelters. We have a really cool relationship with the Beacon Homeless Shelter. So that's where we do a lot of our clothing drives and, you know, our food drives. Gosh, we offer training. So if anybody is familiar with what's called the ETPL list, that thing has trainings anywhere from, you know, cosmetology to forklift and flagger, and even CNA. We support all of our enrollees with obtaining any sort of credential that they might be interested in. We also help with GED, and this has been something that has been huge with, you know, the displacement of COVID, is a lot of young adults are looking to get their GED. So that's something we support as well. You know, we've been very fortunate within this COVID process to open up additional services. So right now we also support with food. So if someone is, you know, needing food services and food support, we can help them with that. We can also help with bills. So if there is, you know, a bill or two that is falling behind, you know, due to these hardships, we can support that. And my most favorite thing that we're offering during COVID is technology. So if a participant decides that they do want to take advantage of post-secondary education, or if they want to take advantage of, you know, obtaining their GED, we can actually support them with technology. We've even gone as far as helping people get a cell phone so that they have sufficient coverage and service for their job, you know, their job search.
I was just thinking it might be easier if I just asked you what services you don't provide.
I don't even know if I can think of something that we don't provide, because our 14 elements, they really do encompass everything. If there's something that we can't do, we've really tried to ensure that we have a partner within the community that can.
Wow. So you do partner with other services.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I mentioned, we work with Rise. Rise is probably our greatest partner.
Okay. So we've got Rise, and you mentioned Beacon.
Beacon is the homeless shelter for the young adults. That's probably my favorite place to be. You know, I hang out with the young adults, our case managers. We're there very often. We're also starting a GED kind of tutoring class there. So we'll be doing that 2 days a week with Comprehensive Life Resources. So we'll be partnering to do the GED there. We also have partnered with Arlington Housing. That is, you know, the young adult housing facility that just opened up. So we've created some really cool partners within the community.
That's pretty good. So the other question is, besides this, is there something that sets you apart from other services like, you know, shelters or some of the schools around?
Yeah, I would honestly say the WIOA initiative. This is a WIOA initiative. I think that in itself sets us apart, because we are very fortunate to have a large contract. It just allows us the abilities to support more youth. You know, there's certain things that we're able to do that I know a lot of our partners aren't. You know, for instance, transportation, being able to support them with an ORCA card, you know, being able to pay a bill or two, being able to provide them with a credential or training. I think the coolest thing about our program is that it is somewhat a one-stop shop where, you know, we can help them with the majority of all their needs in one place. And so I know a lot of the young adults, when they call in, or, you know, when they're seeking services and they have to call 15 different places, it can be somewhat discouraging. So it's really cool that they can call us, and for the most part, we can triage all of their services. If not with us, then we have a direct partner.
So this sounds like you're paying out a lot of money. what's the funding source for this?
So it's federally funded through ESD. So it's been a contract that the government has given out for quite some time now. And the funding really just is based upon the need at that time. So right now, obviously, there's a higher need within the community. So we were very fortunate to receive decent funding to support what's transpiring in this pandemic.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're using the funding well.
We are certainly trying to, you know, we're certainly trying to.
So how would someone contact you for services?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few ways to contact us. I would say, for the sake of radio, the best way would be to reach out to our outreach, our communications outreach specialist. His name is Elliot Sawyer. The best email contact for him is going to be, and he jokes with me on this, it's two L's and two T's. So ELLIOTT.Sawyer, SAWYER. And then the partner name is at Equus Works. So Elliot.Sawyer at EQUUSWORKS.com.
Good. And I'll repeat that at the end too. Are you on Facebook?
We currently don't have too much social media content. That's something that we're looking to expand into.
But it sounds like you've got a lot of participants in this program.
Yeah, it's certainly not the number we want. We want to be able to help every single participant we can. But yeah, I think we do have a decent active caseload. Each participant can be in the program as long as they need to be successful. And that's one thing that I really do like. You know, it's not 6 months and then, you know, you're exited. We really want to ensure that they have substantial employment, that they're, you know, happy with their career choice, and, you know, that they've attained some sort of credential or some sort of courses that are going to be for the betterment of their future.
So what if someone joins the programs, begins participating in the program, and they are 23 and a half years old? And so after 6 months, when they become 24 years old, is that a cutoff?
That's an amazing question. And the answer is no. As long as they've been enrolled in the program prior to turning 24, we're going to keep them in the program until they feel successful. And that's one thing that I really do appreciate about this program.
Yeah. Are there criteria for success?
I would say the biggest criteria for success is willingness, you know, being willing and able to move the needle on what it is that you want. I really do try to tell the young adults that they are the drivers in their lives. So if they want to drive, you know, 5 miles an hour, then I'll walk beside them at 5 miles an hour. If they're ready to drive the speed limit, then we'll move up to the speed limit. I think the greatest criteria is just them having the willingness to be successful.
Wonderful. So how long have you been doing this, and how long has WorkSource been in the area?
Oh, goodness. I have been with WorkSource. Actually, my year is going to be in like 2 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. It's been a year for me. And then I know our contract has been about 6 years, I want to say.
So it sounds like you've got a lot of things that you can fall back on that others have already created.
In terms of like employment or...
Well, in terms of like, you know, the process and the policies and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They definitely have ensured they leave us with tools to be successful.
So let's see. So we have Jamie with us here, and I'd like to see what it looks like from her perspective. So what has your experience been like in this young adult program?
It's been interesting. I've learned a couple things that I haven't learned in school, or that school doesn't really teach us. But in workshops, they also, in workshops before.
Mm-hmm.
It's been about almost 4 years since I've been in high school, so.
So we offer two different workshops. We offer what's called a legacy workshop. The legacy workshop is more curtailed to like, you know, business initiatives and job search, you know, proper etiquette, resume, interview tips and tricks. And then we offer our second workshop, which is called Exceed. And the Exceed workshops are really more organic. So Jamie is probably thinking of topics where we ask them, you know, hey, what do you guys want to talk about? Mm-hmm. And we've, you know, we've talked about, gosh, everything. We've talked about meals under $10. We've talked about yoga. We actually had an American Sign Language signer come once a month and teach sign. You know, we've done stocks and bonds. Credit, you know, we've done pretty much anything that they've wanted to talk about. Music therapy. We had some of our partners, Rebuilding Hope and NAMI. They came in and talked about, you know, relationships and drug addiction. And so we've kind of made that like our variety-ed workshop, if you will.
Oh, that sounds perfect, because it seems to me the best students are the ones that are motivated to learn something.
I agree.
Yeah. So Jamie, back to you. What are you working on now, and where do you plan to go?
Right now, I am just working on my own little business as I try to figure out what I actually want to do.
Well, that's fair enough. I think we all go through these times where we're doing something, but it's not really what we want to do.
That's true.
And sometimes even if it is really what you want to do. I mean, what I've learned in my many, many decades is that every 10 years, I've done something different, and it's really made it's made me be more interested rather than just sticking with one thing and becoming bored. So just beginning like this, Jamie, you've got the world ahead of you.
Yeah.
So you said you're working on your own business. May I ask what that is?
It's this little jewelry business. We tell stories with jewelry. It's with Origami Owl.
Oops. Oh, that sounds lovely. So Jamie, I heard you say that you tell stories with jewelry.
Yes, a specific charm can mean something to someone else and something totally different for someone else.
So it sounds like it's custom made, so that you have a client come in and then you make something that is specific for that client.
It's all online, or you can throw parties as well.
Oh,
to show off what collections.
Well, that's exciting, because certainly it's a way, even if it's not something that you want to do for the rest of your life, you're learning so much about how to start a business or how to work with licenses or taxes or some of that kind of stuff, and learning how to communicate with people, which is huge.
We have this little program where if you have like a little kid, like a 12-year-old or something that wants to do their own business, they can do this business right along with you.
So it sounds like you're expanding the work source to 12-year-olds. Good for you. So Jamie, how did you find out about Work Source?
One of my friends that I was staying at for a while went to a Christmas thing and saw a flyer and brought one back to me.
Hey, that's good to know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we always want to know how people find us. And then that leads me to a question to you, C, as far as outreach, I guess. You know, how do you do outreach, and how do you know how successful you are?
Outreach has been very interesting with the pandemic. You know, at first we weren't really doing any boots on the ground outreach when COVID first started. We were first just trying to figure out how to enroll people virtually, you know, like right. We had to change our whole model. And so for a while, we weren't boots on the ground, but then we really had to just be strategic with who we thought was the most displaced due to COVID. And we realized that was our homeless population, and then participants who were struggling with, you know, staying connected to school virtually. So we really just started with the homeless population, and we just started at the Beacon Center. And then from there, it just kind of expanded to, you know, our food banks, our churches, the community centers and everything were closed. So that kind of closed some doors, but we got creative with dog parks, laundromats, bus depots. You know, we were trying to just think, where are the young adults? Where are they? You know,
sure.
We can't find you. So we did some parking lot mall flyers, you know, during the holidays. And we really just try to plaster your common locations. Mm-hmm. And I guess we haven't really tracked a measure other than, you know, our enrollments.
Uh-huh.
Because the focus has really just been the quality, you know.
Right.
So I don't think I did a very good job of tracking that, but that's something I definitely have to consider now.
Well, yeah, sometimes it can be hard. But boy, it certainly sounds like you are doing good work.
it's very important to us. You know, all of us, all of my staff, we're all within this community. This is my shout out to my team. So I have Paulina, she's our team leader. Marissa is actually Jamie's case manager. Ebony is another case manager. Brian is a case manager. And then we have our life coach, Azaria. And then we also have our community partner and outreach specialist. His name is Elliot. And then, of course, on the management team, we have Abby. She's our quality assurance. And then James, he is the boss of the boss. yeah, definitely want to give them a shout out.
Nice. Because you're all doing such good work.
Yeah, we you know, it's very funny how close that we have gotten in doing this work. Because, like I said, all of us are within these communities, you know, and it's emotional for us when we drive past or we're traveling and we see, you know, homeless camps full of tents and, you know, young adults and, you know, our streets are kind of getting dirty because of the homelessness. We really take that to heart, and we really did try to implement processes that would, you know, just create a small dent in getting some of our homeless off the streets and really getting our young adults employment during, you know, the biggest crisis that our nation has seen in the last 100 years.
Yes, absolutely. So is there anything you would like to add, either you or Jamie?
Well, Jamie, I had a question for you. I was thinking about what's a service that we have provided for you that has been helpful for you?
A couple great services that you guys have done for me is the training to get my flagger certificate, and the internship was actually pretty fun as well. One of the things that I love to do.
Which intern did you do?
It was at Multicultural, the daycare center.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. Well, very, very cool. So again, I don't know if there's something else you want to add.
Honestly, you know, this is a time for us to try to come together to help one another. You know, this is a time where our nation, our state, our communities are broken. And my hope is that whoever hears this, you know, decides to take initiative and just support the upliftment of our young adults. And my hope is that hopefully some young adults hear this, or maybe their moms and dads, grandmas, grandpas, and, you know, they're inspired and they reach out. We really do want to build up our community. And I think we can only do that together.
Oh, well said. Well said. Thank you. So, okay. So the best contact for people is Elliot Sawyer's email.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. This has been very informative.
Yay. I'm so glad. We've enjoyed you.
Thank you, C and Jamie. To learn more about WorkSource, their website is worksource-pierce.org/jobseekers/young-adult, or email Elliot Sawyer at elliot.sawyer@equusworks.com. That's Elliot, 2 L's, 2 T's, dot Sawyer, Sawyer, at equusworks.com. That's EQUUSWORKS.com. Thank you for joining us.